With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting more twists and turns in Donald Trump's legal cases. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In the latest developments, the former president posted a $175 million bond in his New York civil fraud case. By doing so, Trump halted the collection of the $454 million he owes and prevented the state from seizing his assets while he appeals. Meanwhile, the judge in Trump's hush money criminal case expanded the former president's gag order after Trump assailed the judge's daughter and made a false claim about her on social media. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran has vowed to respond to a deadly airstrike widely attributed to Israel that demolished Iran's consulate building in the Syrian capital and killed 12 people, including two Iranian generals. Retired Navy Admiral James DeFreitas says Israel's reported decision to bomb the Iranian consulate in Syria comes as the regime in Tehran declares its intention to wipe out the state of Israel and to kill every Jew on earth.
So if you're on the receiving end of that kind of war mentality, I think it is not a hard step to get to the point of taking out a very high-level leader.
Israel has not confirmed the attacks. DeFreitas was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Thousands of homes and businesses were without power as severe weather roared through several states, causing at least one death and spawning possible tornadoes. And a spring snowstorm was expected to drop more than a foot of snow in Wisconsin. One of the hardest hit areas was northeastern Oklahoma, where a strong weather system containing heavy rains produced three suspected tornadoes. The storms were also blamed for the death of a 46-year-old homeless woman in Tulsa who died inside a drainage pipe. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 396 points. This is SRN News. A warning about Indonesia.
Religious freedom activists say the country is ramping up persecution of Christians as it turns in an increasingly more Islamic direction. Muslims make up 87% of the population, and despite the fact that freedom of religion is guaranteed in law, the reality is that Christians have few rights. They are subject to harsh blasphemy rules and rarely are granted permission to build a church. Physical violence is also on the rise. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in more than a dozen states have proposed legislation to allow chaplains in public schools. Proponents say the move will ease a youth mental health crisis, bolster staff retention, and offer spiritual care to students who can't afford or access religious schools. Conservatives argue that the clergy can carry out a rescue mission for kids in an educational environment that's increasingly chaotic. Texas became the first state in the nation to allow school chaplains. This is SRN News. Tesla sold fewer electric vehicles in the first quarter of the year.
Fewer than in the same period last year. Tesla sales tumbled 9% year over year. The EV maker delivered just over 386,800 vehicles January through March. The total fell short of Wall Street expectations, and Tesla stock responded accordingly. The sales miss came despite price cuts aimed at attracting more buyers. There is now also more competition in the EV market worldwide. Rich Thomason reporting.
General Electric has completed its split of the one-time conglomerate into three separate companies as its aerospace and energy businesses started trading on the New York Stock Exchange as separate entities on Tuesday. GE Aerospace will trade under the ticker GE. GE Vernova, the energy business, will trade under the GEV ticker symbol. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.